from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Farage steps down as head of UK Independence Party. Nigel Farage, the man largely responsible for Brexit, that's the UK withdrawal from the European Union, which dominated the news cycle for the better part of the last few weeks, has announced he's resigning as the nativist Independence Party leader. At a press conference in London, he said he wants his life back.
My aim in being in politics was to get Britain out of the European Union. That is what we voted for in that referendum 2 weeks ago. And that is why I now feel that I've done my bit, that I couldn't possibly achieve more than we managed to get in that referendum.
This is the second time Farage has resigned as the UKIP leader. Sounds of a candlelight vigil in Baghdad last night as mourners march waving the Iraqi flag. They chant Karada, that's the neighborhood where the suicide truck bombing took place that, according to Iraqi officials, killed at least 142. The Islamic State claimed responsibility, some analysts saying they thought the recent Iraqi capture of Fallujah from IS fighters might prevent further attacks on Baghdad. Deakin University scholar Greg Barton says this is a sign of a change in IS tactics.
The attacks in Baghdad, which have been part of years-long patterns that have really intensified over the last 12 months, fit that pattern of insurgency and terrorist methods. The attacks around the world, of course, are terrorist attacks, but it also speaks to a global insurgency.
Also Sunday, a second attack in Baghdad left at least five dead. No one has claimed responsibility for that one. For more information on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's interior ministry said Monday a suicide bomber blew himself up near the U.S. consulate in the western city of Jeddah. The ministry said security guards grew suspicious of the man, and when they approached him, he set off the blast. The explosion killed the bomber, and two guards were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The U.S. embassy in Saudi Arabia reported no casualties or injuries among the consulate staff. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina paid her respects today for the 20 hostages and two police officers killed during a siege at a Dhaka restaurant. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, but government officials deny their involvement. Joyita Bhattacharjee is a fellow at the Observer Research Foundation in New Delhi.
The government was not at all ready, you know, and the place that took place is supposed to be the high security zone. And coming in such a diplomatic enclave, it's not easy. Somewhere or the other, there has been some sort of slack from the government side, too.
The government has long insisted that Islamic State has no presence in Bangladesh. Weeks of scathing criticism has apparently prompted a provincial government in Pakistan to review a grant of $3 million it has recently allocated for a controversial Islamic seminary, which some critics refer to as the University of Jihad. The Darul Uloom Haqqaniyah Cemetery, or Madrasa, headed by former Senator Semiul Haq, is located in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, which borders Afghanistan. Haq's madrasa, where about 4,000 students are enrolled, has been widely known for its links and publicly expressed sympathies to the Taliban, fighting local and U.S.-led international forces in Afghanistan. The political party ruling the Pakistani province, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, is headed by legendary cricketer-turned-politician Imran Khan. He's one of the staunch critics of the U.S.-led anti-terrorism war in the region.
So what we want the KP government to do is now to announce exactly how this money will be spent. How is it going to mainstream this madrasa, which is one of the main madrasas in KP? We've been assured by the government that in the next few days, they will give us the details about how specifically this money will be spent.
Imran Khan is also a strong opponent of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, and he is popular among educated Pakistani youth. In Libya, at least two people were killed and several others wounded in a car bombing in the eastern city of Benghazi. The early Sunday blast apparently targeted a passing convoy carrying a senior police official. Benghazi has been the scene of clashes between Islamist forces loyal to the eastern administration for the past 2 years. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.